And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, one of our major sponsors here and a great school, a great group of schools, are ICANN schools. And with us today to talk all about the ICANN school program, I got two gentlemen who are probably experts at it since they founded the schools. I have Mr. Marshall Emerson III and also Jason Stragand, once again, the founders of ICANN schools. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Thank you. We're doing great.
Wonderful.
Good, good. So, what led you to found ICANN School?
Well, we started ICANN Schools in 2010 with just one goal in mind, to take our students, put them into a great educational program, and pipeline them into a college prep high school and then send them off to college. That is the mission behind what we do. Our students come from the city of Cleveland for the most part. We have an extended school year, extended school day. Very mission, very passionate-driven teachers who all believe in the same thing, and that is we want to close the achievement gap for our kids, send them to high school, and send them off to college so that they can access opportunity like you and I.
Absolutely.
And Jason and I have been working in the city of Cleveland since 2006. We've had a lot of success academically for our students. Our students have had a lot of success with us with regard to academics, and we just want to continue in that tradition with ICANN schools in 2010. We've got four schools here in Cleveland. We've got three new programs opening this fall, one in Maple Heights, one in Canton, and one in Akron, all with the same purpose, and that is to close the achievement gap and prepare our kids for college prep high schools and then life beyond.
Awesome, awesome. You mentioned the campuses that you guys have, the ones that you have opening in Akron and Canton. What are the other four that you have as well?
So we have four here in Cleveland. Two, Northeast Ohio College Prep, which opened in 2010. Cleveland College Prep, that opened in 2010. University of Cleveland Prep at 40th and Chester opened in 2011, and Lake Erie Prep opened in 2012 that serves students primarily from the eastern part of Cleveland and 146th and St. Clair.
Okay, awesome. So if I'm a parent and, you know, I've got a child that's getting ready for kindergarten and I'm looking at all my school options, why should I choose ICANN School?
Well, we often joke because, you know, we both moved to Cleveland, myself from Hawaii and Marshall.
Oh, wow. Why'd you do that?
Right. Well, at the end of the day, I wanted to be closer to family.
Right.
So, you know, Cleveland, I've had an opportunity to call home since 2006, and I've been quite happy here since.
Awesome.
But you know, we often joke because we started with the movement here in Cleveland in 2006, and we've now grown. You know, so we say that we're 6 years smarter than what we were back in 2006. So parents want to feel safe that we're not experimenting, and what we're doing has been researched and it's been proven to work. So therefore, you know, prior to us actually starting schools, we've traveled the country. We visited top performing schools in New York City, in Boston, in Philadelphia, in LA, in Washington, D.C. And so we took everything that they did that worked, and we kind of packaged it really, really nicely, and we called it ICANN Schools. So one, we're not guessing, we're not experimenting, and the things that we've done over the years have been working and working really, really well. So I think parents feel safe knowing that we're not experimenting. That's one. Two, Marshall and I, we both came from education background, so we both studied education in college. And we started our career as teachers. And so we know what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like to be a teacher. And we'll always have that deeply rooted in all of the decisions that we make. Yeah. So when we open up schools, when we think about the programs that we bring to the families of Cleveland, Maple, Akron, and Canton, we always will have a teacher in mind. And so when a teacher sets foot into his or her classroom, it's a natural fix there. It's a connection that a lot of other businesses and or companies that try their best to open up schools, they just don't have, because we have the teacher in mind.
Right.
I guess lastly, we've learned over the years, and we've hung our hat on academics, and when we truck reading, and we truck mathematics, and we truck science, and we're really good at that. Oh, but parents, they want more. They want a well-rounded education for their kids. So over the years, we've programmatically built a pretty robust fine arts and extracurricular program that not only makes parents happy, but more importantly, kids come to school happy.
Right.
And you'll come to any one of our programs and you'll see happy kids and you'll see happy teachers. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they go home happy.
Right.
And parents are happy. Yeah. So it's this cyclical cycle of happiness. Yeah. And at the end of the day, if I would have to say what makes us, a better option for mm-hmm. families, it's that. We get education and we know how to make kids happy.
Absolutely. So along those lines, to go with that, now I've made the decision, okay, I'm choosing ICANN schools. So as a parent and also as a child, as a student, what should I expect from ICANN schools?
Well, it starts with the parent open house. That's the orientation. We invite families from the Cleveland community to come and listen to hear us speak about what we're going to do with your child. Mm-hmm. It starts first with a culture camp. It's very, very simple, right? So in order for our campuses to be safe, orderly, violence-free, and very structured, we teach our kids our expectations day one. So before we open up a reading textbook, a math textbook, science textbook, we're going to teach you how to accept redirection. You know, for our middle schoolers, that can be troublesome sometimes.
Right,
they get
right.
corrected. We teach students, our first and second graders, how to walk in a straight line, mm-hmm. how to share, how to ask for help, how to ask for a pencil, how to do this. We teach them the expectations. Week two, we begin instruction. So it starts with our expectations at the open house. Mm-hmm. Hey, families, this is what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. Parents, you're going to have to do 2.5 hours worth of homework at night with your children. Families, you're going to have to get your child to bed early because we have a long day. Mm-hmm. Hey, families, listen, we have an extended school year. Then it starts with the kids. Hey, listen, students at the culture camp, right? Mm-hmm. This is how our school is going to operate. This is why you're going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And then teachers have them week two to begin instruction.
Right.
And so the day begins at 7:30 in the morning with breakfast. Our kids come as early as 7:15. The school day ends approximately 3:15, 3:20, and they begin to take their transportation options home. Mm-hmm. We start August 19th is our first day of class. We're still enrolling for our Cleveland schools. We have limited number of seats for our Cleveland schools, so they have to call, pretty quickly.
Okay.
But we are still enrolling for our Cleveland schools. Mm-hmm. Class starts August 19th, and we look forward to having a great school year. Mm-hmm. It is an extended school year, August through June.
Okay.
Families can expect their children to be in school, even right. when some of their neighbors and their cousins are still right. in school. Our kids are still, we're still trucking literacy and mathematics. But our kids are very happy. The families are happy, one, because they know the expectations on the academic side. What we've done over the past couple of years is we've also introduced our families to a social events calendar, too, so families know the fun that's going to happen in school.
Right.
When are parties? When is the prom? When is graduation? When is the kindergarten graduation, eighth grade graduation? When are we going on our college visits and field trips and things mm-hmm. like that? So mm-hmm. all of those things are upfront and presented to the families and students, so we have a very smooth and very happy school year.
Awesome.
If I could add,
sure.
Parents can also count on quality instruction. So we invest a lot of time in finding the right people to stand in front of our kids. We often say we're hypersensitive about who we allow to stand in front of our kids.
Yeah.
So, that comes with a huge investment of time.
Right.
I would say at the end of the day, we invest anywhere between 7 to 10 hours of interview time,
wow.
Getting to know a candidate before we say, okay, please come and join the
yes.
ICANN Schools
right,
family.
Right.
So, that starts with a pretty intense and rigorous interview process. From there, they have to come and they have to stand in front of our kids and teach a sample lesson mm-hmm. where we have principals and deans actually watching them teach, mm-hmm. and then we provide feedback. Mm-hmm. And if it's not quite right, we invite them back mm-hmm. and to try it out again. And three qualities that we look for in our teachers: we need someone who's hungry, mm-hmm. Someone who's not afraid to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
We need someone who's humble, mm-hmm. who's able to take feedback and change their instruction. Mm-hmm. And we need people who are smart. So hungry,
right.
humble, and smart. And I think that parents, they get that from our teachers.
Yes.
And too often we hear, the horror stories of teachers and kids coming home and they say, Mom, Dad, my teacher doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, when we start ICANN schools, we have to make sure that we put the right teachers in front of our kids.
Right, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So, Marshall, you did mention that classes start on August 19th, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that means we're running out of time, at least for Northeast Ohio, to enroll. So that brings me to my next question. How can parents enroll their students into ICANN schools?
Well, there are a couple ways. One, you can visit ICANNschools.org. There's an application process online for our families. Mm-hmm. We can also, you can also call area code 216-338-6224. And you will be greeted by one of our admissions team people, mm-hmm. and they can walk you through the next, get you to the next open house. Again, that's ICANNschools.org or area code 216-338-6224.
Okay. And I'm hearearing big things coming out of Canton.
Yeah.
What you got going on down there?
So we Canton College Prep is opening this fall, same day. So all of our schools in the network open on August 19th. There's Canton College Prep. We're working very closely with that community to make sure that they have a very smooth opening as well. That's mm-hmm. a K-5 building. Mm-hmm. We also got a great project happening in Akron Prep as well at the Goodyear facility at East End. We expect that to have a great school year as well, and in Maple Heights. So we're mm-hmm. looking for students in Bedford, Warrensville Heights, and Maple, and we're looking to have a great school year there as well.
Awesome, awesome. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for taking out the time and laying out the whole program. If I had a kid, I would send him to ICANN schools.
Great choice.
We take them.
All right. Marshall Emerson and Jason Stragan, thank you, gentlemen, so much for all the work that you've done to help educate our community. Please keep doing it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right.